Hello. I'm a little tired. You may wonder sometimes when I pod, I'm tired. Well, I gotta get it in when I can. Tonight, I'm going to bring you something off the cuff, which they are all off the cuff. It's from the gut, from the heart, which they all are, but I'm just feeling a little weird lately. Just a weird time. The year started very, you know, a lot of bad things have happened already in the first month. New Orleans, the Vegas bomb, the wildfires. You know, before that we had North Carolina and Hawaii, and forgive me if I'm leaving anything out. But it's just like depressing, you know? It's like, you know, in my life, things are going good in a lot of ways, but like, it's just like there's just a cloud of, it's just sad. And I realize that you have to have people. You know, they say a smart man has no friends. I'm not saying I'm smart. They say a prophet is never revered in his own home. I'm not saying I'm a prophet. But the great prince, the late great prince, had one of the greatest quotes I ever read about Hollywood and in life. And I think he was about 27 when he really hit super fame. He said, "There's nothing worse than being surrounded in a room full of people that want to be next to you that you don't want to be next to." And that was like, wow. And that hit me. I'll never forget. I read that like 30 years ago, right when I started getting famous. Because he learned, as everybody does when you get famous, is that you have people that want to be around you, but not because of you, it's because of what you do. For him, I would assume it's because his genius. But people that can't recognize genius just wanted to be around his fame. A lot of people just want to be around people that are famous because it makes them feel like they're important too. And Tony Robbins says this. He says, if you're feeling less significant, you search out fame, and I'm paraphrasing, excuse me, Tony, and to become significant. And then people start listening to you. and through that, you're like, oh, okay, I matter. I always mattered, but now they listen to me. But they're not listening to you. They just want to be next to you because you figured out the mousetrap. They still don't understand you. They still don't care about you the way you need to be cared about. They may think they care about you, but they don't care about you the way you need. And no amount of explaining is going to help that. No amount of coercing or talking. You can't buy them, because if you buy them, it's just going to build up a resentment. You can't do favors for them, because you do favors for them, they're just going to use you to your dry. You can't inspire them, because you can only try to, but at the end of the day, they have to decide to do something for themselves. And at the end of the day, I find that a lot of people are a big energy suck. They are a big energy suck because what do they bring to your table? And doesn't matter how famous you are, how rich you are, this existence as human beings has to be a back and forth. I dare I say transactional, which a lot of people will take the wrong way, but the elevated people will understand it doesn't mean monetary. A lot of the times it doesn't. It means transactional. I give you this. If I give you a meal once a week, I may not be looking for money. I may be looking for a laugh or a friendly shoulder to or an ear to listen, or someone that's like, oh, I really, oh, that, yeah, it gets you, you know, or whatever. That's life. It's never going to change. I don't care how rich and famous you are, how poor you are. Everybody needs something from somebody. No relationship, meaning person to person, worker, sister, brother, friend, girlfriend, lover, whatever. None of that cannot be completely existing without a give and take. And then there's a lot of them that are one-sided, and factors weigh in, and you have to break it down. But this happened to me when I was, you know, when I first got fame. Wes Craven, you know, I'm so lucky to have him so early in my life. Like, he was a Sherpa. I didn't really see him much after the third Scream, but, you know, for like 4 years, he was a Sherpa guide for me. and for a lot of people. And, you know, when Scream really started blowing up, and I think it was probably Scream 2 more because I was getting more famous off of that one. The introductory Scream, but Scream 2 really put me out there a lot more. And I was getting calls from so many people, and some I really appreciated, and others. Remember, we didn't have text, phones, email, none of that. I had none of that. We had a phone. We had no texting, none of it. We had answering machines, and I got a ton of calls, and you really couldn't put your phone on silent. So I had that thing that lights up, and my phone was just lighting up. I did put on silent. I had the light up. And that answering machine would just go click, click, and just collect messages. I have a lot of them. And people were calling me. And to, you know, there were people that were rude to me, calling me, acting like we were buddies, they were family members, all of the cliches, acting like everything was normal. There were people that I didn't talk to in a while that were nice. There were people that blew me off but didn't understand that they blew me off. And even when I was in, you know, doing so well and really my career was taking off, my I'm not going to say my mental state, but my emotional state, my mental is always good. Like, I mean, I get crazy, but it's not because my mind, it's because of my emotion. And I was just like, you know, pissed off a lot and really hurt, because that's what anger is, the top layer of sadness. You know, that anger is like where you start. And then if you go down, you're like, fucking, as it goes to your core. That's what they say, and it makes sense. And I just started feeling like used, and, you know, like people just, I was still living in my apartment, but I was starting to make money, and I knew my life was changing right in front of my eyes, and they knew it. You know, I still had one room I lived in. You know, as I'm in a movie, on movie screens, I was living in a tiny little room because I gave up everything to pursue the dream. And so one day I got a call from Wes, and he was inviting me for dinner, some kind of thing, maybe that or an event. And he said, "You all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, no, I'm just bummed out, you know." And he's like, "Why?" It was on a phone call, and I was sitting there, and I put him on speaker, and it was just me, but I just wanted to, like, listen and echo in my little room. And I'm like, because I just feel that people just, they don't want to talk to me for me. I see their motive so clearly. It's just, it's oozing off of them. Now, some people try to be slick, which is dumb. Like, you can never be slicker than a broke actor, comedian, whatever. Someone who's made a mark in Hollywood legitimately, you know, still going up the correct way, you're not going to be able to be slick because there's just too many potholes that they've already navigated, so they know every trick. And so, but there's other people that don't realize they're trying to be slick and they're just desperate. And I actually take pity on them. I don't get as mad at them. And he said, "Well, why? Why?" And I said, "Because, you know, I just feel like people just don't care. You know, they want something from me, but they don't really care about me. They care about just saying they're hanging out with me." And I said, "Like, they wouldn't do that if I was a plumber." And Wes goes, "Because what you do," he said, "is you're not a plumber." He said, "A plumber is a very noble job, but you're doing something that is the equivalent of going to the moon. It's like, these are things people don't even think are possible. They don't even know how they work. There you are on their screen, in their theater, and they know you. They've had contact with you. Remember, take yourself out of where we are now with the internet. There was no internet." And he's like, "They had contact with you. They look at you and go, I know him. Or I'm a, you know, we have same like DNA. And he said, "They're reaching out to you because they're inspired. They're in shock. You give them hope." And I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, no matter how they show it or not, they want to be next to you because you're doing something that is not, it's very slight chance of doing." And he goes, "Take it as a compliment. No matter what their intentions, you did it." And I just sat there in my little apartment on Highland Avenue. And I still felt a little bummed, but I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "Absolutely." And I was like, "Thank you, Wes. I don't know what to say." And he's like, I'll tell you what to say. Come over to my house Thursday. We're having a big dinner. And that was it. And I mean, that the man at the height of, like, I think it was Scream 2 and prepping another movie and writing letters to Meryl Streep took time in his phone call to not only listen to me, not just coach me, not make me feel better. He Sherpa'd me. And I could tell this at a panel, but, you know, will I get it in correctly? There's too much going on in these panels. I could tell it on someone else's podcast, but will they let me say it the way I want to say it? That's why I love my forum right here. And I just, he has no idea, you know. God bless you, Wes, wherever you are, what dimension you're in. He to that day, from that day, that was a core memory. There are a few of them in our lives. Unfortunately, I have some good and some bad. We all do, I think. That was a core memory. I'll never forget it. And I try to use it as much as I can, but it's hard. You know, it's hard. It's hard because it's just draining. And I know people, there's going to be people that won't understand that, and that's okay. This is not for you. This isn't really for anybody. This is for me and anybody who, you know, may like to listen to it. You don't have to listen to it. It's not me. I'm just sharing person to person experiences of how, you know, the biggest thing is I get drained because I have to be the version of people that they want me to be to people, or else I'm an asshole. If I worked at Trader Joe's, you know, I get a little bit more rope, but not much. Any person in a position of power, if you're a floor manager there, if you say one thing a little aggressively, you're an asshole, you know? Even if I was in working the parking lot, if I said one thing, I'd be an asshole. People pretty much don't give anyone rope anymore, but they definitely don't like anyone. I mean, some people, they like some people that are famous, but it's always been, you have to be the magnanimous person no matter what people say to you. And you go, yeah, you got a house, you got a car, you got money. Sure, I 100% agree with you. And I've put up, and I've gotten amazing things. I mean, I've had Bentleys and Aston Martins at the same time, you know? It's a little flex. It's all the things you think they're going to, you know, you're going to get. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be good. You know, it's cool, but it doesn't make you happy. But I'm not telling you not to do it. You have to go through the process yourself to feel. And that doesn't just mean fame. It means significance, you know? You can rise very high in your job and make a lot of money and get a lot of attention for it. Was any amount of significance, because when people want something from you, and the thing is that it's just draining, and I'm bringing it up because it's just like the universe, I hate to say it, but this matrix, whatever we're in, constantly throws these lessons at me, like, or constantly throw these examples, and they're not even lessons, they're just like, this is really fucking with me. This fucking kid that's running this whole system from his fucking space bedroom or wherever he is fucking with me as a sim. I'm one of his sims, and they fuck with me. And you go, what do you mean? And because they just put things in my fucking grill that are constantly, I'm like, this whole day is the same lesson. And it's just like, you know, you got, and the whole, my whole lesson is this last couple weeks has been is surround yourself, be with, around in your life with people that really support you in who your essence is. Not financially. I mean, if you need it, I guess, but not support for me. You need to support my soul. You have to understand my soul. We need to be seen. And I think everyone does. It's just a matter of if you can admit that or not. We need to feel heard, feel seen, feel like we matter. Like, oh my God, your opinion matters. Oh my God, that's interesting. Oh my God. Like, well, you know, I seem sometimes to be around people that are very dismissive or very, you know, just like poo-pooing. And you could say that, well, look at you, man. You post this stuff about the left and stuff like that. 100% I do. So that doesn't look good. But what I'm doing is, A, I'm doing a heightened version of that, and B, I'm just being a petty bitch back to people that are super petty bitches, which I wouldn't be if they didn't say they were petty bitches. That's all. I'm just being a petty bitch to people that are petty bitches that are sanctimonious and say, we're not petty bitches. You are a bad person. Like I did this pod with Harlan, And we talked, this whole clip went viral about me and him saying, did you lose friends because of your opinions? And he goes, yeah, you know, and I'm here for, I don't care. I have the freedom of my opinion. And then all these comments came in for us like, well, because we don't, you know, we don't want to be friends with Nazis or something like, what the fuck? So that's insane. That's just insane. Like to say that about somebody like me and him, or I won't even bring him into it, but he was, you know, I just, because the clip was a great example of like not even going, what are you about? Okay, I know I don't like, you know, this person that you guys may have supported in the media, but what are you about? Like, are you, I mean, it just, there's no listening to bullet pointed nuance, you know? And that's why the country is completely separated, because, and it's really simple, it's the difference between an open mind and a closed mind. That's what it is. And I don't know why people are so closed-minded. The worst is when they're closed-minded and don't think they're closed-minded. I mean, I have different situations because of social pressures or family members.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You know, a staunch belief in a whole system that just there started to be cracks, the whole thing will crumble and you question your whole identity. I get that. Or just one flash headline that may just paint things a certain way and, you know, devil, angel, you know, whatever. It's crazy because when I used to drink, not that I'm sober, I never went to an AA meeting or anything. I stopped drinking because I was like fucking getting heavy and I started feeling like bleh. But if I would feel this way when I was drinking, boy, I would just, you would see me sometimes, I just start crying. You get mad and you just cry and you feel sad for like 2 days. You go out and you try to be, and then you like apologize. I'm sorry, man. And now I just get in my van. I leave whatever situation is, makes me feel a certain way. And I just drive and I contemplate and then I say, okay, what's the real truth here? And the reason I'm talking about it is because I'm getting all these people and these DMs and Wiccans and spirit guides and psychologists and all this stuff going. For some reason, there's a group of people, there's a lot of people in my life, not a lot, but there's a good amount of people in my life that completely want to suck my energy dry. And sometimes they not realize they're doing it. And because their needs need to be met so much, which sometimes it's not even their fault. They're not even aware. And I've, you know, enabled them to feel that they can do that, which is something I have to work on putting up a wall. But the other thing is that all these other people are like, this is your year. Like you are like, they're like, we looked at your chart. We looked at your signs. We looked at this. And like so many people are telling me, at least like 8 people have said from all walks of life are like, I'm telling you, you're going to have a glorious year. There's going to be like a phoenix rising in all aspects of your life. And I'm like, I feel pretty good, but you know, I have these issues. And they're like, no, you just cannot have energy vampires around, you know? And I was like, oh, fuck, that's a fire. Like, you have to, like, get into your own little cocoon. And so that's why I haven't been doing any shows. I can't really tell people, hey, I'm not doing shows like right now. They're like, what? I have to tell people I'm out of town. But I just don't feel like doing shows. I don't want to get the energy sucked out of me from the audience. I don't want to sit and talk to people. I have, you know, just face value conversations. I don't want to just bullshit. I just, you know, I need to like focus on this and like this and putting my stuff out and talking and forming it is great. And when I say I'm only talking to the, this is for me, it really is for me. But there are people that really appreciate, they say that I have good candor. And so I appreciate that. So that's the people that I want to talk to. Some people will listen to what I'm saying. And you literally need people to be the wind beneath your wings, you know? And my job is great. It's not a job. It's a life. It's a feeling. But it is times where the clown needs to be cheered up. And the clown needs to feel like he's understood. Not that I'm a clown, but I am doing things for your approval. And I don't care what movie star or actor you talk to, musician, they are also doing that. Even though how cool they think they are, inside there's a hurt little child. I had, you know, what people misunderstand, they go, well, you want to be surrounded by sycophants. No, I have to tell you what a sycophant is. The difference between a sycophant and a super fan. A sycophant is someone who like sucks and drains you dry and literally yeses you, but yeses you on the wrong thing. If you're a person of influence and you know exactly what you want and you're making something or you're doing something and your life is very dialed in, whether it's a movie or building a house or whatever, you only want people around that execute what you want. And if you're executing it with integrity, intention, intelligence, thought out, boom, excellence, you should only have yes. I'll make that yes, 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 yes. That's one of my issues in life. I've had people that told me no, and I had to try to convince them to get me a yes, and I just needed to move on. And that's why I've learned now I need to always get the correct person saying the yes. We all need that. How can I help you? What can I do? What a sycophant is not that. A sycophant is going like, if someone's like, hey, was I rude to that waitress? And they're like, fuck her. And you're like, oh, you're so awesome. And then you buy their meal. Hey, did I get drunk and say something rude to that person? No, fuck them. And you pay for their bill on vacation. It's people that, you know, you're like, hey, should I not be slamming heroin 3 times a day? And they're like, no, it's healthy. And then they're like, you know, you're getting $2,000 a day from you because you're giving them money to like help you. And really only $200 a day. You understand? So it's like they're enabling your bad behavior for their ill-gotten gains. Let's put this out there. Keep it, save it. That's what a sycophant is. That is my definition. And I challenge anyone. But you have to be a credited person that is worthy and have had sycophants to, if you don't agree with that. A sycophant is someone who enables bad behavior for their own ill-gotten gains. A super fan is someone, and before that, you also don't want somebody, and people say, well, you want a fucking yes man. Yes, I want somebody who's in a step with me. A yes man is a trample. That's different. And people are like, well, I got to stick up to you. Well, not if I'm not being an asshole. If I'm being smart and I'm being correct and I'm being well thought out and I'm being chill. Why can't you just go, yeah, okay, I can do that. Why? Oh, I can't. That's their issue. That's their drama that they're putting on you. And society is like that. But society also has its own trauma. A super fan. And that sounds bad, but just take what it is that as someone who really is a super fan of your essence and they really enjoy you, you give them a feeling of good. They don't need anything from you. They don't want anything from you. But if you offer them something and they're healthy, they'll take it. And then other times they'll, you know, take you out or something. You know what I'm saying? My buddy went out to dinner one time and it was Al Pacino and a few people and before Al could grab it, he paid the bill. And Al was just so appreciative. And he's like, you didn't have to do that. He's like, I know, but why not? Why should you pay? And, you know, of course, my buddy, Al ended up liking him because just people expect Al Pacino to pick up the bill. And he's so used to it, he just fucking grabbed the card. And it's, you know, it's those little things that are beautiful. I have to tell you this story. I go to this event tonight. I really want to have this woman on my pod. I don't know if I can tell this story, but I go to this event and this woman has a pod and I'm taking pictures at this event. And I said, oh, so-and-so, I'm not trying to say names. You should come in since you're in this thing. He was part of the event and I was taking it with other people. And they wanted, so then, and she was like, oh, okay. And she got it. And she has a pod about the paranormal and she wanted, and we were talking about it. And I told my buddy, because this was a paranormal project. And I said, oh, this is paranormal. I go, you know that I was doing a paranormal thing with my other buddy, but it was his project and I just guessed it on it. I'm not trying to name names. And he was like, really? Because he doesn't know everything I do. I'm like, yeah, we did that. And I'm like, and the other thing you're doing, we kind of did that, but they're doing their own version without really knowing. And this person was like, oh, yeah, I know about that. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, you know, she talks about the paranormal. You should link up. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, you should have blah, blah on your pod. And my other buddy's like, you know, she's done a lot of apps. And I'm like, yeah. And I go, I bet that the person would do your pod. And she's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. What are you? She literally said, do you think he would? He wouldn't do it. Like that, right? I really want to name the fucking names. If this person has any stones, they will come on my pod and let the audience see what happened. And this person, she goes, he wouldn't do it. She then goes and talks to someone else. I go, well, and I was leaving. I was talking, and I was talking to someone else. And I go, hey, I'll, you know, let me know. I'll talk to him for you, and I'll be on your pod. She goes, well, can you talk about the paranormal for like an hour? Like, do you have like stories and stuff? And I go, probably not. I can probably only talk for like 8 minutes. And she's like, yeah, see, that's the problem. I need like an hour of like paranormal talk. So then I end up talking to my other buddy's sister. And I was like, I go, that was weird. She goes, yeah, that was fucking, that's bizarre. I go, this, and she, I go, she's dead to me. She goes, I understand. And I go, am I crazy? She goes, no, that was weird. And then my buddy's over there going, and I go, and I look at my buddy and I go, and he goes, you know, he was on a show called The Ghost Whisperer. And this person goes, that was fake. I need real story. That was fake. And then I'm like, okay, it was fake. I'm a faker. And then I'm like, it was based off of real things. And it was like, every story was inspired by realness. Plus, I don't know, maybe some of the horror movies I've been in. And then also I did Discovery Channel show with somebody and was literally hunted for ghosts. Like, my buddy, she's like, but that's fake. I don't want fake. I want real. And I look at my buddy. He goes, ah, shit. And I go, dude, I don't need to. And it's just an example of I was doing a good deed. So, of course, then I asked, what's the name of it? He told me. I looked it up. And listen, I need help in my views, but I'm doing pretty good. There's no good deed goes unpunished. I literally was like just throwing it out there. I wanted to get out of this situation because I was tired. I have so much to do. And then I was like, then I just got dissed. And you don't understand, is I gave this person a job before. Now, I shouldn't talk about it because I don't want to give it power. But the whole reason I'm telling you this is because the whole 2 weeks and today and like yesterday and the day before, I'm literally being reinforced by different people within my life that devalue me in different aspects of it, that devalue me. And there I am, right there, a person I haven't seen forever. Hey, no, I don't want fake. I mean, just literally, even the fiction I've done, I could tell you stories that are based on reality. But just alone, the amount of, just being from Pennsylvania, that crazy home, just being from Pennsylvania is enough to tell you crazy shit. And I'm walking out, and I'm like, I couldn't take the elevator fast enough. I'm like, this is just, we're in a fucking matrix. Like, this is just bang, bang, bang. Learn your lesson, dude. So that's why I ran here and came to talk to you guys. So I just want to react to a couple of these little things that go with this. This is, my algorithm keeps feeding me these things and I don't even click on them, but I'm like realizing this is part of this thing of like, the otherworldly beings are telling me this, but this is like what I'm getting.
Gemini are natural psychologists. They spend a lot of their time analyzing their own and others' behaviors. They don't miss anything and pick up on subtle clues. They're excellent at deciphering meanings behind others' body language. Gemini have a lot of common sense. They are very fulfilled when helping others. A Gemini partner, friend, or family member will give you their unconditional support. Gemini don't try to change others. They learn to accept them as they are. They're very protective of those they love and stand up for them. Many others don't realize how big of a heart Gemini have. They don't allow many in, but the ones they do allow are very well taken care of and treated well. Gemini fall in love slowly and deeply. It can take them years to let go of someone they loved. Gemini tend to be somewhat of loners. They like their privacy. In fact, they enjoy being by themselves. Time alone gives them the space and time to recharge. Gemini touch you without using their hands. They understand without using words.
I can't argue with one thing in that. I don't care what people say. That is accurate. That is true. Star signs are real. Exactly how I feel. I didn't search it out. I didn't Google stuff. It literally comes up in my feed, and I've gotten a few of these things. And that is all true. The one part they left out, though, because they were being only positive, which I love, is if a Gemini gives to you and you take advantage of them, they'll drop you very quickly.
Gemini is very special. You might think that a Gemini person is shy, but in reality, they are observing and analyzing you. No zodiac sign can be as emotionally detached as Gemini. If you have nothing to offer, a Gemini won't waste a second of their time. They quickly lose interest in someone who they find useless. Gemini notices every...
That's a little harsh, but we try to be nice about it.
They lose interest in someone who they find useless. Gemini notices everything about everything. The way you walk, the way you talk, your subconscious habits, all of it. Geminis often remain silent because they know their words can cut like a knife.
But it's painful in a world where majority of people don't. I had a girlfriend and she's like, why do you sit here and just watch people? And I'm like, because it's fascinating. And she's like, I'm bored. And I'm like, you're gone. Like, that's just, there's no self-reflection there. I could watch people all day.
Gemini doesn't get angry. They simply outplay you at your own game.
Not true. They get angry.
They are good at making others look foolish. Gemini is too intelligent to be fooled by anything. They are one of the smartest zodiac signs. Unlike some, they look for truth and care about many things. Geminis are very curious. With them, you learn something new every day. If you are in a relationship with a Gemini,
curious.
Be prepared to never be bored.
Curious.
Geminis are more persistent than most people. They can handle failure and defeat better than you. Geminis are attracted to natural beauty and pure hearts. The most satisfying thing for them is a kind person with whom they can have deep conversations. Comment with your birth year in the comments to find your zodiac sign mate.
And why that is because why we like a kind person is because the world is all rusty nails and we have to navigate that. So it's nice to just have a soft, kind heart. But, you know, when those soft, kind hearts come usury and stuff, that's tough. Anyways, guys, women, people, beings. Sorry, this is a Weepy Willow one, but I felt like being honest. I actually feel a little better. Sorry, you're my therapist. I ain't a fucking liar. I mean, a little bit of a liar, but I just think of all the people that go on and then I want to start calling out some of these fucking YouTubers. Remember, don't be sanctimonious. If somebody's acting too good to be true, too all shucksy, probably some shit stains in their pants. Like and subscribe.